This edition of The Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 28th of November 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
This one's called Sharpness.
Welcome to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Robert Bounds. Bedroom dance music, 3 a.m. confessional, good old electro soul. Whatever you want to call Jamie Woon's brand of literate, slinky, late-night pop, you'll have noticed that he's been name-checked by every eminence grease in the business. From Pharrell Williams to Disclosure, wanting to out-exclusive each other on breaking what new material the young Brit's got on his SoundCloud page. 4 years after his debut, Mirror Writing, Woon has just dropped Making Time, a beautiful exercise in controlled emotion, freshly chilled hip-hop textures, and classic songwriting. Jamie Woon swung by the studio to road test 3 new tracks from that fresh LP.
Never been so inside when I give in to you. Never been so existing. You can't know unless you feel it come back. Body's aching from the wanting, the waiting, coming down the sickness. I never found this before. I never found this before. Is it written on my back? Yeah, take it back and then let it go. Let it go. Is it written on my back? Take it back and then let it go. Every day is the day that you save me. Light into darkness, cut on the sharpness of you. I've never been so inside it. And falling into you. I've never been so resistant. You can't fall unless you feel it come back. Body's aching from the wanting, the waiting, the waiting. Coming down with the sickness. Staying in control. A steady hand in control. Is it written on my back? Yeah. Take it back and then let it go. Let it go. Is it written on my back? Take it back and then let it go. Every day is the day that you save me. Light into darkness. Cut on the shelf. I don't want to love you, baby. Come back. My body's aching from the wanting, the waiting. Coming down with the sickness. Staying in control. Steady hand in control. Is it written on my back? Yeah. Take it back and then let it go. Let it go. Is it written on my back? Take it back and then let it go.
Jamie, thank you for performing such a wonderful, close-to-the-mic Midori House session this morning. Tell us about putting this album together. It's called Making Time, and lots of people have said there's so much buzz about the record coming out and all the rest of it, because it took a while to come out. Is that a nice thing, to do it safely and slowly and surely and lock yourself away and sort of perfect something? Is that generally the way that you work?
I suppose it has been up till now, yeah.
Yeah, it's just really, I mean, how do you know when something's finished? I suppose that's the
That's a great question to ask any painter, any songwriter, exactly. or any novelist, I suppose, as well, is actually when do you know when something's finished? Is it just when you kind of want to turn it on and listen to it, when you want to listen to a track and you kind of enjoy it, you can step away from it? Is that part and parcel of it?
I think it's a mixture of things, isn't it? It's like the vague sort of unquantifiable feeling of, oh, I suppose I can't do any more to this.
Right.
And also running out of cash.
So you have the poetical and the economical.
Yeah, exactly.
Right there.
Yeah, there's all sorts of factors.
how much does it change from the notes you write in a notebook and maybe the vocal samples or the melodies that you maybe hum into your iPhone, whatever that might be, to what ends up on the record? I mean, yet you make very vague sketches and then build layer upon layer of them.
Yeah, this one was quite different to my first one because I didn't really have many songs to start with, so just really was building out of that instinct of wanting to be, you know, have the groove right at the forefront of the record. So it was came out of a lot of jam sessions with the drummer and bass player on the record, Dan C and Dan Galino. Melody-wise, I tend to try and make that as instinctive and as improvised as possible. Usually I can come up with something I quite like quite quickly in that respect. And then it's the sort of crafting of the track and the lyrics. Most of the lyrics I actually did in a short period, sort of in the last few months.
And you talked about working with a rhythm section, bass player and a drummer. That's different from the first record, mm-hmm. I think. And what's that? Are you when you're in the studio and you are jamming with two other musicians rather than, you know, a beatbox or whatever, are you laying yourself open a bit there? Do you have to have a bit more confidence in what you're doing, or do you gel very quickly with them to kind of bear your melodies and bear a bit of your soul while you're writing these songs?
I suppose it's just like doing things in stages, isn't it?
Right.
Like when we were doing the groove stuff, we were sort of as a team, I suppose, collectively just trying to find grooves that made us feel good.
Yeah.
It was almost a bit like making a mixtape of grooves before I even got into the songwriting part of it.
That's surely the sequel to this one, a mixtape of grooves.
Yeah.
Out in time for Christmas. Easy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nice. Easy peasy. This one's called Little Wonder.
Bit of a European tour, and I know you'll be touring this record next year. How does it work when you have to get up on stage and do it? Are you kind of rediscovering the songs? Are you still tinkering with them? Are they always kind of an unfinished piece of work in a sense?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, there's always that things do slightly change when you're just amplifying them and you're trying to sort of speak to the person at the back of the room. Kind of,
because I guess it's a bit, the sound is a bit more muscular when you're playing live.
Exactly,
it has to be, you funk it up as well,
exactly,
right, when you're playing live.
Exactly, yeah.
Are you ever tempted to take that back into the studio and kind of go, wow, actually, do you know what? We need a bit more brass here. We need to kind of...
Yeah, that's the fun thing.
Into the dreaded realm of two drummers, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's quite trendy at the moment.
Yeah, it is.
But, no, I wouldn't mind that, actually. But, I suppose you sort of see what would be nice to have in your set and... You know, some tunes you can take a bit more liberties with than others. And that's all part of the fun of being on the road, I suppose. You know, I haven't done that for such a long time as well, so I'm enjoying that side of it more than I ever have, actually, with playing with other musicians.
Yeah, that's a good thing, because I guess you can get a bit cabin feverish, I suppose, when you're in a studio, you're making something, you just, presumably part of you wants it to be perfect, but a part of you just wants it to be out there. So does it feel like a relief to have it out and to be touring it and to be able to funk it up live?
Yeah, and you can't get good unless you do it a lot either. So it's kind of frustrating. We only did about 10 dates, but next year we're going to get really into it, and hopefully, just being up in everyone's face.
Perfect. And just finally, we were talking about the wonderful voice of Nick Luscombe before we switched on the microphones. Yes. And how he has a late night kind of vibe to him somehow. Not in a spooky way, just in a kind of, close to the mic, confessional kind of way of talking.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a bit of a late night vibe to Making Time. When did you record it? Are you a kind of night owl for these sessions, or does it happen any time?
And not for these ones, actually. No, this was the Lex, the engineer I was working with. He's got a little girl. He sort of got me into the sort of day vibe of working like a, yeah.
Nice, it's an LP that's been made with an expectation to be back in time for bath time.
Yeah, exactly. So, but most of my favourite records are nighttime records, so that's kind of the sounds I'm drawn towards.
If we go on the wind and be around for a friend, putting down what we know, we can rest, we can grow. Forsaken light,
this song is called Message.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Jamie Woon. His new album, Making Time, is out now on PMR Records. Look out for live dates in the US and Europe next year. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week for music from country singer Frankie Lee. But for the time being, I've been Robert Bounds, and thank you very much for tuning in.
Message from the victor via satellite. Well, it's nice to know I'm doing something right. Guess it's my lucky night. Message from the leader on the giant screen. We need to talk about the way that it could be in 2023. Waiting for the start to go, waiting for the wind to blow right through my aching hunger. And oh, waiting for some heart to show, waiting for the grass to grow up, coming up from under. I have to say that it was all I could do to decide. When I was with it, I was playing ahead of the time. Made a start and I was walking to weather the stone. But if you look up and you stop, the lady awaits you missing the waterfall. Where did it go? No, not a lot is so well defined now. No medicine to know it all. I reach out for lightness in the eyes. Letter to the future in the diary. I loved the summer and the swelling of the sea. Brought out the best in me.
letter to the juror and my alibi. My understanding was that I was doing fine above the waterline. Oh, no, 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 no. Waiting for the start to go. Waiting for the wind to blow right through my aching hunger. And oh, waiting for some heart to show. Waiting for the grass to grow up, coming up from under.